When you look at the overall vote totals in Illinois, we're classified as a blue state. We're a state that leans more to the left than most, if not all, of our neighbors. And yet, dive a little deeper into voting patterns, and you'll see outside of the Chicago area, Illinois trends more conservative. J.B. Pritzker easily defeated Bruce Rauner in last year's governor's election. Still, Pritzker won only 15 of Illinois' 102 counties, and only 8 of those were outside of the Chicago area. That political divide shows up at the State House, where upstate and downstate lawmakers often clash over policies. So is it that surprising that a group of Republican legislators from the central and southern parts of Illinois have put forth a resolution calling for the state to be split in two? Chicago could be its own state, the rest of Illinois could be another. That extreme idea is unlikely to even get called for a hearing, but it hasn't stopped some from getting behind the effort. One of those is Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer of Jacksonville, and he's now a co-sponsor. But even he isn't really pushing for a state split. I talked with him about what he wants to see happen. The resolution, let me read it, it urges the U.S. Congress to take action to declare the city of Chicago the 51st state of the United States of America and separate it from the rest of Illinois. So I guess my question would be, is this a serious proposal?
I would say, for me, it's trying to make a point and start discussion. I don't think there's any chance that the General Assembly would pass this resolution. And honestly, I don't believe that they would ever let it see the light of day to begin with. But we have to have a conversation. Right now, we have two Illinois. We have basically the Chicago area and downstate Illinois. Some of these policies that may not affect Chicago's ability to compete. I mean, Chicago's a great international city. They compete against New York, L.A., San Francisco, all the major metropolitan areas. My district is all are part of 9 rural counties, and we are competing against Missouri and other rural areas. And for the betterment of the economy of the entire state, I think we need to have similar policies to those states in order to be able to compete economically.
Can you give me an example, maybe one or two policies that you think Illinois should adopt that would help in the downstate economy?
Well, first off, I would say the $15 minimum wage that just passed. That was a campaign promise by the governor, and he was not willing to move off of the $15 number. Is $15 magical? I don't believe so. But, you know, we even proposed, what about, you know, $15 in the city, $13 in the collar counties, and $11 in the rest of the state? And the answer was no. It wasn't a discussion. It was no.
When Donald Trump was elected, it seems that caught some people off guard because maybe the media wasn't telling a story, or maybe many politicians weren't listening to rural areas. Those regions that were, you know, maybe more economically depressed. Do you think that's happening here in Illinois, that just there's a huge segment of the population, the downstate population especially, that's not being heard?
Yeah, I do believe that. I think we feel like we're being tugged around by the city of Chicago. And, you know, they pass a number of bills that they say only in cities of, you know, a million or more, or counties of a million or more, which generally has been Cook County until recently. DuPage surpassed that, I believe. But, you know, there's a number of policies that we can do the same thing with and have a little bit of a different policy for rural Illinois than we have for urban city of Chicago.
So the minimum wage that you mentioned, there was at least some idea out there at one point of having a different wage for, you know, southern Illinois, central, western Illinois, than there was in Chicago or the suburbs. You would have liked to have seen something like that compromise worked out.
Yeah, and that would have been better. At the end of the day, sometimes that, you know, my concern on that minimum wage was, you know, obviously while you're bringing people up, everyone else is not getting an 80% raise. So, you know, they're basically going to be pulled closer to the minimum wage, which I didn't think helped overall. But we have to be willing to compromise. We have to understand that Illinois is a very diverse state. And the answer to, you know, I, I've got poverty in my district, but the answer in rural Illinois is not building a community center like it may be in Chicago. You know, here, you know, you can't build a community center in the middle of nine counties and expect people who need help to be able to get there. So the answers just have to be different.
We're talking with Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer, a Republican from Jacksonville, about a state proposal that's been filed to separate Chicago from the rest of Illinois. You have to admit that Chicago is an economic engine for the state, and I've heard people when this has come up before saying that, you know, without Chicago, Illinois would be more like an Iowa or an Alabama or someplace like that. There's just not enough economic activity without the city being involved in this. Would you agree with that?
You know, I would say, you know, what's wrong with an Iowa? At the end of the day, you know, people are making the argument that the state of Illinois couldn't survive without Chicago. And I'm not saying it should try. I am saying that it can. Those states are operating in the black. The state of Illinois is operating in the red because they continue to make more and more promises and underfund the promises they've already made. So, at the end of the day, would we have the most lavish government giveaways? No, we would not. But we could operate in the black.
Earlier, there was a report that came out from the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, did a study. It's saying that downstate Illinois comes out much better than the suburbs or the city of Chicago when it comes to return on investment of tax dollars, meaning we get a lot more money back for what we put in. Do you agree with that? And do you think that, yeah, that if that's the case, you know, why would this be a, you know, a possible idea then?
Yeah, you know, it depends on if you're talking, you know, overall or in specific areas. I would say, in the area of education, the city of Chicago itself is a taker, but I would say, you know, probably Southern Illinois is as well. Generally, the collar counties tend to be the producers for the state of Illinois, and I, you know, I'm not taking away the economic engine. I believe that, you know, Chicago and the area is a place people want to be. It's a place people want to do business, and I don't want to lose Chicago. I just want to have the conversation that we have two different states here wrapped up under one policy, and we have to figure out a way to allow downstate to thrive while Chicago has their more left-leaning policies that they can, you know, compete with other cities that have those same left-wing policies.
I grew up in downstate Illinois and Southern Illinois, and I can tell you that even when I grew up, there was always, you know, Chicago was looked at a little suspiciously by certain people. It was, you know, quite a distance away. We're a long state. At the same time, there was enough political power quite often downstate and in the suburbs as well that, you know, it forced compromise with the city. Do you think that because of population losses, the way things have gone in the state of Illinois, that loss of political power in these regions has made this argument even gain more steam?
Yeah, I think that the population is moving. You know, we're losing our, you know, manufacturing and things of that sort. Generally, you know, the majority of your manufacturing isn't downtown Chicago. It tends to be in rural areas where the workforce is there and you know, people can work at a reasonable rate and provide a reasonably nice living for their families. And we're losing that. We're not losing it to the city of Chicago. We're losing it to other states.
You said you're not really thinking this is going to happen. You're not even sure it should happen. So I guess my question would be, why sign on to a resolution? I believe you're a co-sponsor of it. Why would you do that if you not sure that this is the right approach?
Yeah, look, you know, I would say that you would not have called me if I wasn't signed on to that that resolution, right? My whole goal here is to have a discussion about the diversity of the state of Illinois. You know, you know, like I said, Chicago is a huge economic engine. Downstate wants to be a big part of the economy of the state of Illinois. And we'd be much better off if we could have policies that differ a little bit from the city of Chicago so we can compete with those rural areas. So, you know, I think the conversation has started. Everyone that I've talked to, you know, whether for it or against it, kind of understands where I'm coming from on this and has appreciated at least having the open, honest conversation. You know, I've been in the General Assembly for 6 years, two under Governor Quinn and four under Governor Rauner. And, you know, I've seen downstate able to work with Chicago. And I think we can go back to that. I think we've got a lot of new people. This shouldn't be an adversarial thing where downstate's against Chicago and Chicago's against downstate or political parties. I think we can find a way to all work together.
That's Republican Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer. He's from Jacksonville and among a handful of lawmakers signing onto a resolution seeking to split the rest of Illinois from Chicago, creating two separate states. That measure, by the way, remains in the House Rules Committee, meaning it has not been assigned to public hearing, and that's not expected to change. You can find out more about this story, including links to the resolution and the research into how downstate residents actually fare better when it comes to their return on taxes paid to the state. That's all at statewideshow.com.